We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed blessing.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay. Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, May 3rd, goes to a young woman named Megan. Megan is a mother of two, and part of her parenting process is TikTok. I really don't know what's happening anymore. I don't judge, but apparently TikTok is the place to be for moms. And this woman recently went viral because she posted a clip that has 568,000 views. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read you the headline of this New York Post article. My kid's teacher sent him home with a note saying my lunch wasn't healthy, so I unenrolled him. Yes, Megan decided to unenroll her child from preschool because the teacher sent home a note saying the child's lunch wasn't healthy. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to Megan's TikTok for the report, please.
I sent my son to school with Pringles, which is a very age-appropriate snack for a 3-year-old. And this is what his school sent. Please help us make healthy choices at school. They wrote that on his Pringles cup. They snack-shamed my 3-year-old. They snack shamed me by writing that passive aggressively on his trash. What would you do? I messaged the school personally and said that that was snack shaming and that we at our house do not label things as healthy and unhealthy because that starts eating disorders. And I'm just curious, what would you do?
What? Megan, regardless of how you label food, there is absolutely unhealthy food and healthy food. That's a very confusing comment. Okay, saying at our house we do not label things as healthy and unhealthy, is nuts because that's what actually starts eating disorders. Okay, yeah, you're right. That kind of mentality does, you know, cause eating disorders, and it causes your little fat kid to eat disorder and that order and that order because all you probably order is unhealthy things. What's nuts here is a teacher at the school told Megan, she said that Megan actually was the one who was being passive aggressive because a note was sent home about packing healthy foods for their kids from Megan when they first enrolled in the school. But even after that note, Megan still sent her son to school with Pringles. Megan, you must practice what you preach. If you're going to tell the school that they need to have healthier options, then you just need to have healthy options in your kid's lunch. And I know you responded by packing Pringles with a granola bar, yogurt, fruit, okay, a bunch of healthy stuff. But ma'am, the unhealthy snack is still there, okay? Just because you surround it with fruits and granola doesn't mean you're not breaking the rules, okay? Rules that you attempted to set. If I say no crackers allowed at work, okay, just say no, you can't smoke rock. If you come in here with the crack and some green juice, broccoli, and egg whites, you're still bringing in what we said not to, okay? And I'm so sick of y'all putting shaming at the end of everything. Y'all just making up stuff. Snack shaming? That's what we on now, really? I've been getting snack shame my whole life then. Parents were supposed to snack shame. Try to sneak a cookie before dinner and see what happens. Okay, I used to sneak slices of German chocolate cake before dinner when I was a kid. And you would think I stole a car or something the way I got shamed for it. Okay, eating that damn cake before you got something hot in your stomach. See, I grew up in the 1900s when if you were fat, you would get called fat. Okay, no political correctness was happening at all. See, Megan, what you call snack shaming, we would call fat prevention. Because if you don't have more people that hold parents accountable, then you get more kids that grow up looking like Big Mac from Wildin' Out. And that's not a shot at Big Mac from Wildin' Out. I love Big Mac from Wildin' Out. That's my guy, okay? By the way, I literally talked to Big Mac about this, and he referred me to high-ranking members of the Fat Lives Matter community, and they told me Pringles are a gateway drug. That's why the slogan
just
is...
shut up,
they
man.
Did.
Oh, yeah!
They did. They said that's why the slogan is, once you pop, you can't stop. So all that teacher was doing was trying to stop you from giving your child unhealthy choices. Now, Megan, is that a reason to take your child out of that preschool? Do we have the audio of her talking about that, taking the child out of preschool?
We don't say this is healthy, this is unhealthy. We don't want them programmed like that. I have a background in mental health counseling. I am not going to let my kids get a freaking eating disorder because of a school labeling things as healthy and unhealthy. That to me is unhealthy. So I dropped my son off at school today. I checked him in and I saw that the director was there. So I initiated the conversation. So I just shared how I was disappointed with how, it was handled. I wish that they had reached out to me directly. And she shared that, you know, it was passive aggressive of me to keep sending him Pringles after they did share. And yes, some of you asked, yes, they did share to send healthy snacks, but I didn't consider Pringles to be like this unhealthy snack. Anyways, there was just no apology. There was no taking responsibility. And my son's been there for quite some time and we had him registered for their summer program. And at the end of the conversation, she shared, we no longer have a part-time spot for your son this summer. I walked downstairs and I just checked my son out and that's that. We're done there.
So you unenrolled your child because the teacher said you need to make healthier lifestyle choices. We have to stop performing for the internet. Like this is her trying to get sympathy from TikTok because this is no reason to take your kid out of school. Am I tripping?
No. It's too much. I think they kicked her out first.
That's what it seemed like, right?
Because they kicked her out of the summer program because they tired of dealing with her. If she's getting upset about this little note, and she's like, he's been there for a long time.
Yeah.
He's in preschool. He's been there for 6 months.
Yeah.
What don't you agree about? What did you?
This is the thing, right? I have six kids, right? Okay. And we all know that sometimes your kids eat different things. So if I go, because this is a snack that's supposed to hold your kid over for lunch, right? And you know, having kids, sometimes your kids are very picky. They might not want vegetables. They might not want fruit.
So
they
might
only eat chips. So I just want them to be fine until that next meal comes. And if it's fruit snacks, if it's chips, whatever it may be, we know better.
That's why we feed them
better.
That's why I don't want my kid to be hungry at 3 years old, hungry because he's not going to eat the vegetables.
If he's hungry enough, he's going to eat the vegetables.
He's not going to eat that. See, no.
I agree with Charlamagne. That's why I'm on Weight Watchers now, because I ate all them little snacks and fattening stuff. My mama said, well, I wish I'd have gave you a little bit better food choices.
But if I know my kids don't eat vegetables or fruit, I'm not going to say, well, I'm going to give it to you. You're just going to be hungry. No, I'm going to give you something at 3. He's not 6. He's not 9. He's 3.
All I'm saying is this ain't no reason to unroll your kid. Okay, write a note back, pull up to the teacher, have a conversation like you did, tell them mind their business, but unenrolling the kid, stop it.
Because now she's going to cause more problems. Now the kid's going to miss his friends, all kinds of things.
Right.
Now you're taking him out. What are you teaching this child?
And what Kim said is very true, man. You know what her mom said to her, right?
Absolutely.
Snack shaming today could prevent future fat shaming later in life.
That future fat shaming, I agree. And I've done it, but I was mad when Charlamagne said that too. I put my son, I put the chips in there, but I put some grapes and a banana. See? You're right. See? I do surround it. And I got that note from the school.
And the banana come back, the grapes come back, sometimes, the strawberries come back, you know what, and eat all the chips.
No,
and the cookies.
Because the kids share with other kids. So the school is trying to keep a healthy environment.
That's right.
Because they're going to give the chips and share, and then the other parents are going to complain.
Please give Megan the biggest hee-haw. The credit's been rolling on BET, by the way.
I know. You don't want to play a game then?
You can tell by her voice what game it is. Okay. We don't have time. Sorry.
All right.
Yes. Oh, dang.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
You want to open up the phones?
What game?
Let's open up the phone. Why not?
Let's open up the phone line. 800-585-1051. Thank you to BET. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
That's right.
Everybody else, let's talk about this. 800-585-1051. This teacher got the gall, the audacity to tell me what I should be giving my kids as a snack.
Mm.
If I want to give my kids cookies, potato chips, fruit snacks, if I want to give them some oxtail and macaroni and cheese or whatever I want to give my kid as a snack, that's my opinion. That's what I want to do. Don't tell me what I'm going to do, because you know what I'm going to do the next day? I'm going to give you more snacks, more junk, and more stuff.
So you're only hurting your child by doing that. You're not hurting the teacher.
That's it.
You grew up on chips. You pretty all right.
I got high cholesterol, right?
Maybe not.
My calcium test was a 76.
Maybe not. 800-585-1051.
Heart disease runs in my family.
Let's talk about it.
I have beginning stages of coronary artery disease right now.
Touche.
Okay. What are you talking about?
Bad example. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.